com.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show and our closing segment, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. And you can listen or download this and any show on my website, bruceallen.com. Please like my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. Today we spoke about empathy for others, walking a mile in my shoes, and not making judgments about others without really knowing what they may be going through. I don't think it's as easy as it sounds. And for me, at least, gaining some weight recently and not being able to lose it certainly at least made me more empathetic to those that struggle with weight in a way that for so many years was not present. And I'm embarrassed to say that I was, to quote Pastor Drew from my own column, I was somewhat disdainful of those that had weight problems prior to going through this struggle myself. I'm at least able to say that disdain remained in my head and never came out in any way that was public, but I'm still embarrassed to say I was even thinking about that. I have not shared with you in a long time my background, but I thought I'd give you a little bit of it since it has been a long time. I consider myself the layman expert. I live what I talk about rather than preach about it from the point of view of someone that, say, has gotten a lot of degrees. I think there are those on radio and those on television that preach and tell you, and when I say preach, I don't mean from a religious point of view. I mean from a learned point of view or from a PhD point of view. And there's been many well-known talk show hosts that make judgments in a very quick amount of time in which someone has quickly stated a problem and they tell you what's wrong with you and what to do. I will not make that sort of judgment because I don't know you. I only know me. And I know what I've lived through and I know what I've learned. So what I do in my approach to my writing and my radio show is I share with you what I've learned. I share with you what I've observed. And so I consider myself, therefore, the layman's expert. I also consider myself, obviously, a man. And I think that discussions about men's issues, parenting issues, have been, at least on the parenting side, obviously all too often presented by women. We have Oprah, we have Ellen, and we've had Dr. Laura, and we don't have the man out there that is representing the parenting point of view. And men are at least half of the equation in creating the child, and I think more and more are part of the equation in raising the child. Men are certainly half the equation in marriage and are half the equation in the workplace. Ironically, are less than half the equation in college these days, but they are half the equation at school. And with the change in so many institutions, boys are suffering badly at school. Boys and girls are trying to figure out their place in the world. And I think we need to hear the guy's point of view. I think the value there is to boys and girls, men and women, husbands and wives. And what I bring to the table, to the party, so as it were, is not women bashing or men praise per se. I bring, I think, the truth. I don't bring a PC point of view. I bring the truth point of view. That may offend some, but sometimes the truth is hard to hear. That is what I'm about. I married late. I had two boys and I got divorced. And when I got divorced, the mother of my children disappeared. I became a stay-at-home dad, raising my boys alone. And I found an incredible amount of prejudice towards that stay-at-home dad. Taught me a lot. And that became the impetus for my second and brand new career of becoming a dad writer, a dad blogger, and now a radio show host. The one thing I remember so clearly is the moms would ask me when I was a stay-at-home mom, what do you do all day? Can you imagine them asking a stay-at-home mom, what do you do all day? And the dads would ask, when are you going back to work? As if my job being a dad was not a job. Fascinating to me. Anyway, Questions of any nature are encouraged for each show, and you can write or call me at, you can call me, but I'm not going to give you my number, but you can write me at bruce@brucesalin.com. I want to thank my support team, first the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, who is my engineer and producer and puts up with all my nonstop requests, and second my cheerleader, Les Carroll, our station manager. Thanks again for joining us, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. This is the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. We will be back next week with another topic that I hope interests you from this dad's point of view. Goodbye for now.